Another football feature here because we're getting deeper and deeper in these playoffs. On the line with me for the Rockport Blue Jays head coach Dalton Jones. I saw them take on East Atchison last week in the postseason and in undoubted fashion, winning 74-12. Big roll-on victory there against a big rival for the Blue Jays. Now they're heading on to another opponent that they've already beaten once this year, heading on to play Nottoway Valley, hosting them there on Friday. Coach, let's go over that East Atchison win, though. Maybe what's one or two things that really kind of stuck out to you now that you've had time to chew on it that you guys did really well that game?
Well, I just thought, we came out really excited. We were itching to play all week. You know, you get in that bye week feel, you're kind of restarting, resetting, and you just tell our guys we're itching to play. And I just thought our offensive line played really well. I thought we really established line of scrimmage. Our defensive line played really well also. We really got physical with them. And then, we were just running hard. Brock was running hard. Brock ran really, really well. I thought Jack Meyerkorth, we gave him some carries, and he ran really well and caught a few big passes for us and made some guys miss. So those were a few things that stood out to me. And then I didn't think there's our overall physicality in that game. We really established that early. It was just a fun night to take care of business and get back on track and turn the page now.
You mentioned it there with Jack Meyerkorth getting some handoffs. I think he had 3 carries for 70 yards. Is that something that was brand new that game, or is something you've kind of been implementing along the way?
Oh, it's just been something we've been doing, just trying to get him more involved. You know, we've had it in for a while. We do that occasionally. We're just trying to get one of the best athletes, the best athlete in Northwest Missouri, the ball. And one of the ways you can do that is just instead of throwing it to him, just give it to him. You know, and he's able to make guys miss and get behind some blockers and get out in space. And that was a key for us, I think, in that game. And, so that was just an unveiling of something that we've done occasionally here and there, but we just haven't had to use it that much.
I'll say this as a live broadcaster. It was unfair to me. I called Jack Meyerkorth out wide to the right, and then all of a sudden he scampered for a 30-yard touchdown. I had to correct myself. Coach, let's go ahead and look forward. District finals here coming up. You guys are going to be playing Nottoway Valley. You're their only loss on the year. They're a talented squad, and that was just about a month ago when we're going to have kickoff here. So what are just expectations as we're going to have to try to beat a good team twice now?
Well, I think the expectations are going to be that I think it'll be two different games. The last time, early on in that game, it was sort of a dogfight. Each team was really trying to just establish something and get try to get the upper hand. And by the end of it, we pulled away. I mean, I think within about a 4-minute period, we really pulled away in that game. I mean, Brock Holmes rushed for 500 and some odd yards in that game. We can't expect that same result. They're well coached. They do a good job over there, so they're gonna make some adjustments. And I expect it to be a very physical football game because they're gonna try to be physical with us. And, that's what we pride ourselves on is being physical. So it will be a 15-round boxing fight. I have no doubt. We're just going to try to do what we do, make a few adjustments, and go to battle with a really good football team.
You kind of mentioned the physicality there. You guys held them to 16 points under their next lowest scoring total. So maybe what is it defensively that just kind of brings you guys to such a high level?
Well, I think it's we just know our jobs, and we try to make it simple on the defensive side to get guys in the right spots. I give a lot of credit to my defensive coordinator. He does a really good job. I'm getting, coming up with a game plan, spends a lot of time on it, and we have some really good players. I have no doubt about that. I mean, Jack Meyerkorth is really good. Our linebackers are really good, and we have two defensive ends that are really good, Ryder Heron and Gabe Gebhardt. And then our interior linemen are really solid players, Quentin Jackson, Desmond Chady, Jaden Guy. Those guys really play well for us. It's just a collective group that really just that buys into the idea of just doing their job. You know, if they just do their job, they bought into what we're trying to sell them on and our physicality and our rules, our sort of our program goals, I guess. And they buy into stuff like that, and it helps us on that side to just be physical, to rally to the football, make a ton of tackles, and be in the right spot. So it's been a good group to have, and then I'm excited to see what they can do here Friday night.
Good group to have is an understatement. Rockport going on 10-0 on the season. That's head coach Dalton Jones. They're looking to get that district championship against Nottoway Valley here this Friday at home. Coach, thank you for getting this. Appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your week.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.